Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Dark jokes only work when people can tell how much you love the person and how much pain you're in. And so then they can laugh at something that's really, really crude because, like, they know how much I love my dad. So when I did a solo show, the only thing more tragic than my dad's death is another solo show about paternal death.
But if you let all of those things matter equally without having any kind of distinction, you will lose it. This is one of the main reasons wedding planning is so stressful. We make everything matter when it really cannot.
Nobody would believe what an effort it is to do what little I am able, to dress and entertain and order things. It is fortunate Mary is so good with the baby. Such a dear baby.
On the way today, let's check out the sample from Griefcast, The Lazy Genius, and Warlock Warbach Reads. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Losing a loved one is never easy, but maybe it doesn't have to be so hard. On our first podcast this week, Grievecast host Carrie Lloyd interviews comedians and funny folk about grief, loss, and the unique weirdness of death. The show examines some of the saddest and most unavoidable truths about the human experience, and somehow it manages still to be funny, too. That's a testament to the quality of Griefcast's many guests who turn their real experiences and real comedic prowess into thoughtful, candid, and hilarious reflections on what it means to live and die. Since you can't run from death, you might as well laugh at it on Griefcast. Check out this clip from a recent episode of Griefcast featuring comedian and writer Alyssa Limperis. She joins the show to share her experience losing her father to a brain tumor in 2018 and what going home means to her now.
I was ready to joke about it, but the first time the jokes didn't do well, I felt so hurt by the rejection of my pain in a way, when it's like, it wasn't that, it just wasn't a fucking funny joke, but
but it feels like they're rejecting them. It feels like there's something that they're tied up in it, and it's like, oh, you didn't care when he was dying and you don't care now, I'm making a joke about him. Like, it reminds you of all that isolating grief feeling of like, no one cares, no one understands. And it's hard. Yeah, it's really hard with the,
once you feel more okay with it, then now I can make jokes, and if people don't laugh, I don't care. I had to, writing was helpful, but for me, comedy about my dad took a little while before I felt really good and ready.
Yeah. I also had, which I don't know, because, you know, comedians famously, like, once you start a joke, they all jump on it. And like, if you ever do this, like, you make one joke about your dad and then like other people jump on, and you're like,
yeah.
I'm not okay with like the dead dad jokes rolling in. Like, I make those jokes. It's a really hard, and that's what I got better at controlling it, of going, Carrie, if you don't want that, don't say it. Like, don't say the stupid dark joke. Like, just shut your mouth. Because then I'd be like, why did they say that? And you're like, because you made a joke. You opened the door and made like you were cool with it, and you're not cool with it.
Dark jokes only work when people can tell how much you love the person and how much pain you're in, and so then they can laugh at something that's really, really crude because like they know how much I love my dad. So when I did a solo show, of course, hello.
of course, hi.
The only thing more tragic than my dad's death is another solo show about paternal death. But I think in my show I talk a lot about loving my dad and the pain of losing him, and the jokes do they hit. And then I would try doing those jokes at like a show, and they wouldn't hit because it's like, people don't know how much I love him, so they're like not a comfortable laughing.
Yeah.
And so that's the same thing when someone tags a joke, I'm like, no, you don't love my dad, so you're not allowed to make that joke. That's
A sample from Griefcast with Carrie Lloyd. Discover the lighter side of the other side with the help of Griefcast. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org. Well, let's face it, being a person is hard. When all the responsibilities of life start to pile up, it can feel like you'll never get out from under the mountain of to-dos. So whether you're having a hard time keeping it together or just need a little nudge, this week's next podcast, The Lazy Genius, can help you hack it. The Lazy Genius podcast is 20-ish minutes of life-changing, or at least laundry-changing fun. You'll get advice on how to deal with little things like organizing your space or making time for family, and the big things too, like navigating religious or political differences at work or at home. So quit trying so hard and learn how to be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't on The Lazy Genius. Here's a snippet from a recent episode of The Lazy Genius called How to Lazy Genius a Wedding. With COVID disrupting the weddings of couples everywhere, many people look for ways to scale down their ceremonies without sacrificing the significance of that special day. Well, the Lazy Genius is here to help.
So if you are planning a wedding or doing anything really where the options of what could matter are extensive, and obviously that is very true of a wedding, write down on a piece of paper all the things that could matter. Flowers, food, music, photography, the experience of your friends and family, having as little stress as possible, keeping certain family members away from each other, staying in budget, flying people in, the whole thing having a certain feel, having your wedding in your grandmother's backyard, and that is like no exceptions. So many things could matter. But if you let all of those things matter equally without having any kind of distinction, you will lose it. This is one of the main reasons wedding planning is so stressful. We make everything matter when it really cannot. So name what could matter and then cross some things out, right? When you look at it all listed out, it's often easier to see what's less than important. It doesn't mean that you ignore those things altogether unless it feels clear that you want to, but really it's all about prioritizing. We have to name what matters most in order to know how to make decisions that fall in line with what we ultimately want and need. So make your big list of what could matter and start to narrow down to what does. And then you do that hard work of naming what matters most. What one thing is going to direct the ship during this wedding? It will make all the difference. Now, before we start applying the principles, one last thought on naming what matters. Always ask that question. Always ask what matters most. Every time you're faced with a decision about your wedding that you're unsure about, ask what matters most. If your big picture priority is to stay in budget, that cannot be your only answer to what matters most, because you still need to know how to spend the money you have, right? You still need to prioritize within that broader budget priority. And that's the case with a lot of broad priorities, right? Another example, let's say what matters most is that everybody has fun at your wedding. That is like your big thing. Everybody has fun. You're going to obviously pay attention to budget and logistics and all that stuff, but the main point is fun. That's the driver. All right. So now you're at the bakery choosing a wedding cake. Okay. When you keep that fun priority in mind and you keep asking yourself what matters most here for the cake or whatever it is, you have a clearer vision for even what cake to choose. Is it a nostalgic flavor combo? Like, is that fun? Should the decorations on the cake be really fun and whimsical? You're likely not going to choose, for example, like a classic lemon cake with sugared roses, because neither lemon nor classics are generally seen as fun.
A short snippet from the Lazy Genius podcast, part of the Lazy Genius Media Collective. Work smarter, not harder, with the help of the Lazy Genius podcast. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. At the WVXU app, just go to the bottom of the app page and look for Start Here. Now for a great local podcast from the Cincinnati and Hamilton County Public Library. It's called Warlock Vorobach Reads, and it's a monthly storytime podcast for grown-ups. Every month, librarian Adam Vorobach reads all or some of a fantastic shiver-inducing tale. You sit back, close your eyes, and pretend you're sitting around the campfire with the flames reaching higher and the trees inching closer as the warlock's tales transport you to worlds of mystery and intrigue, all from the comfort of your living room or your commute. For all your horror fans looking for the next mind-bending fix, check out Warlock Vorobach Reads. Here's a snippet from the recent episode of Warlock Vorobach Reads. In the installment, Adam reads an excerpt from Charlotte Perkins Gilman's classic unsettling short story, The Yellow Wallpaper.
We have been here 2 weeks, and I haven't felt like writing before since that first day. I am sitting by the window now, up in this atrocious nursery, and there is nothing to hinder my writing as much as I please, save lack of strength. John is away all day, and even some nights when his cases are serious. I am glad my case is not serious, but these nervous troubles are dreadfully depressing. John does not know how much I really suffer. He knows there is no reason to suffer, and that satisfies him. Of course, it is only nervousness. It does weigh on me, so not to do my duty in any way. I meant to be such a help to John, such a real rest and comfort, and here I am. A comparative burden already. Nobody would believe what an effort it is to do what little I am able, to dress and entertain and order things. It is fortunate Mary is so good with the baby, such a dear baby. And yet I cannot be with him. It makes me so nervous. I suppose John never was nervous in his life. He laughs at me so about this wallpaper. At first he meant to repaper the room, but afterwards he said that I was letting it get the better of me, and that nothing was worse for a nervous patient than to give way to such fancies.
From our local creators, that was Warlock Vorobok Reads from the Cincinnati and Hamilton County Public Library. Put a little fright in your daily commute with the help of Warlock Vorobok Reads. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just go to WVXU.org and look for the podcast menu. To the charts we go, our weekly look at the movers and shakers on the Apple Podcast charts, as reported by iTunesCharts.net. Along with the recent number ones, We Can Do Hard Things with Glennon Doyle and Counterclock, there's a new podcast bubbling up to the top five. It's Midnight Miracle. It was recorded last summer at Dave Chappelle's legendary 2020 summer camp in Yellow Springs, Ohio. But it just debuted last week on the Apple Podcast charts. It's a thought-provoking podcast that uniquely blends the salon and variety show traditions as it explores the inner lives of hosts Talib Kweli, Yaslyn Bey, and Dave Chappelle himself. That's Midnight Miracle on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about Midnight Miracle and the other podcasts we feature today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.